Teira Ar, Va'era, Nun Vav, second column. See where we left off. He got off topic yesterday. Okay, okay, we're about 15 lines in the top of the second column. Okay, the Alter Rebbe started saying, the Eibishter, Hashem is speaking to Moshe, and he's using, first of all, Moshe Ben asked a question like we learned last night, why are you to make it so bad for the nation? Hashem said, I appeared to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Well, that doesn't answer the question. Also, it says the whole reason he went to go is because he sinned. But the question is, they were already promised by Avraham Avinu before anybody existed that they're going to go into Golos. So he starts explaining, it says, Bereishit Bara Elokim, and then it says, Hashem Elokim, Eretz Shemayim. So he starts explaining, what's the names of Elokim and Yudkei Vavkei? Elokim Lashon Rabim, which represents diversity, you know, many aspects of godliness, symptom and all that. Havaya is a level of the revelation of Elokus. And that's what he says, Hashem and Elokim is like the Shemesh in the Mogin. The sun is Havaya, and the Mogin, the covering, the symptom of the sun, that's the level of Elokim. Okay, and yesterday at the end we discussed why we need to know that. Okay. So he says now like this, V'nei Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Marabu Masach Hashem, it says, Hashem, look how many creations you have. And then another pasuk says, "Magodlu Masach Hashem." How great are they? One is how many. So seemingly it means quality and quantity. Madabu means look how many creations, quantity, and Magodlu means look how great they are in quality. Madabu Masach Koyaleinu Mesatachtein. Now the Rebbe says no. What it means is, Madabu Masach Hashem Koyaleinu Mesatachtein. How many creations there are? Refers to the lower world where there's diversity and symptom and everybody thinks there's something. All the creations. The Chol HaBruim Sheba Elam Azeh, and all creations of this world, the Mizchalkim L'Minehem, the divide up for all the different parts, like he says, Kami Mine Yizchalkus, many divisions, there's inanimate, plant, animal, human, each one has billions of things in divisions in it. Libir of Avos Madreit, there's tens of thousands of levels. B'demim tzimei chai. Shekamim mini demim. There are many inanimate. There's many plant. B'chom min v'min yesh litam b'fnei atzmi. And every creation has its own taste. Like it says, tapuchim, agazim, shkedim, apples, walnuts, almonds. Everything has its own unique taste. It's all part of the plant life, but they're mamish different. B'kriyei b'em b'tzimeach. And similar in all aspects of growth. Not one is similar to the next one. The same thing in grass. Every grass has its own unique taste, so to speak. Because it says, the Gemara says a question like he says, the Gemara says, there's no grass down here, single blade of grass, that doesn't have a mazel that hits it and says grow. That means every blade of grass has a different chayas of alakus. And there's zillion, we can't even count how many. Where does all this gashmistic differentiations come from? From the junk of the higher world, that guesses a chol kravai ashen kochim. It's simply in Nishmas we say, v'chol kravai. So there's different interpretations. Chol Keravai could mean all people close to me, praise my name. And the Gemara says, Chol Keravai means Kirbayim is the stomach. There are malachim that are called Kirbayim, stomach. What's the function of the stomach in the medical world? To separate the good from the bad. Right? The bad goes out and the good stays. So there are malachim that actually separate up there the good and the bad. The kedusha, sheyesh bechinas kibayim al yena. There are malachim from that are called stomach up there, shemevadin apseilis. that we find the Pseilis Lashpia Eilam Azagashmi to give Eilam Azagashmi. So he said like this, Mardabu, how many creations? That refers to creations down here, where there's diamond, samer, chaim, and the inanimate, plant, animal, human. Each one has zillions of different levels within it. Well, Kamai Menazal, like the Gemara says, not a smilo, but an audience. The Gemara says like this, Hashem took his left hand and created earth. Not a yaminai, but a shamayim. He took his right hand, kaviyachol. Yeah? So to speak. The Pasuk says, he took not the yaminei ubara shemayim. Hashem took his left hand, created earth. Took his right hand, created heaven. Now, what does that mean? Obviously, he doesn't have a hand like we learned. Right is higher than left. So that means shemayim, the higher worlds Hashem created, so to speak, with the revelation of his right hand. Earth, which is lower, the weaker, he created, so to speak, with his left hand. Sha'od is mekabelus mebchina smel. And that's modabu masecha Hashem. So in other words, that's what it means. When the Pasuk says modabu masecha Hashem, what is it referring to? This world of multitudes and multitudes. Ach magod u masecha koi alo eile misoyenim. My God, Lumasecha refers to the Elim, Eselyanim, the higher world, the Malachim and the Shamis. Shemisan Ginalavai that enjoy godliness. Veintainu Gechot Deimel Lechavedei, and no, Nishama has the same enjoyment in Gan Eden. Everybody has their own level in Gan Eden. Kumar Mirazal. Also, Lahan Akkadish Baruch Lahan Cholot Tzadik, the Tzadik Shai Elimis. Shenemer Lahan Cholaeve Yesh. Okay? The Gemara says like this. It's in the last Mishnah in Shas. That Hashem took and created 310 Olamis for every tzaddik. Lanchol l'chol tzaddik. Shenema, because it says, Oya v'yesh. Lanchol oya v'yesh. Okay. And Hashem is going to give everybody yesh to the friends, meaning to the tzaddikim. 310 worlds. So the Alter Rebbe says, L'chirei n'muvim. Why does a tzaddik need 310 worlds? He says, doesn't need a lot of wealth and properties. what does it mean when the Pasuk teaches us that Hashem is going to give every tzaddik 310 worlds? What does it mean?
Large or world?
Worlds. 310 worlds. He said, what do they need so much worlds for? I mean, like, what do they need so much property for? Obviously, it's all spiritual. But by the way, it's another interesting thing. Chassidus explains, this question will be said right after Baruch. We say, yeah, Amir Lorzad, Marabu Masecha Hashem. Look how great, how many properties Hashem you have. Kulam B'chach Masisa, you made everything with wisdom. Molars kinyanecha, the world is full of your acquisitions, right? Of your creations, really. Of your creations. So Chassidus expect, normally you say it as a statement. That's like a wow. Wow, look Hashem, how many creations you have. Yeah? You made everything with wisdom. The earth is full of the things you created. Chassidus explains it's a question and an answer. It's not a statement. Wow, God, look how many creations you made. Chassidus says, Marabu Masecha Hashem is a question. How in the world can so much diversity come from one Hashem? Marabu Masecha, how is it possible that so many creations, diversity, comes from Achtus? Einoid Mulvade. That's it. I mean, how could it be? So the answer is, Kulam B'Chochma Sisa. It went through the level of Chochma Tzimtzum to come into the world. Molar is Kinyanecha. We learned already many times, Kinyan is Malchus. It goes through Chochma from Malchus. So that answers the question, how could many come from one? Because that's the whole concept of Tzimtzum. Here, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, Marabu Masecha Hashem, all the diversity that refers to the creations of this world. Inanimate plant, all the, whatever, zillions of creations. Magadlu Masach Hashem, how great? That refers to Gan Eden, up there.
Why 310, not 286?
Okay, so.
Where
Okay, the Mepharshim say a reason that it's half of 600, which is kesed.
Expensive real estate.
Very expensive. Ach inyan, supply and demand. No, there should be cheap. Supply is a lot, demand is very little. That's what I'm saying. It's ach inyan, the inyan is like this. Yitzchai mitzvah, mitzvah. The Gemara says the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. The Amshach, what does it mean, the reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah? What does it mean, the reward of, how is the reward of a mitzvah a mitzvah? So simply in Mishnayos, in Pirkei Avos, it means you do one mitzvah causes another mitzvah. So when you do one mitzvah, you're going to end up doing two and three and four, so you're going to get a lot of reward. But he says no. The Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya here also. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah, the reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah. What does that mean? He says, Yamshach as einigo elyon. Bringing down a mitzvah. Mitzvah means binding and connection. You bring down einigo yenim liasnan and mitzvah v'ashchina. To enjoy the shchina. And he says, Chom mitzvah, mitzvah, yeshlo einig b'fnei atzmi. Every mitzvah has its own unique pleasure that no other mitzvah has, because every mitzvah is different. And they're also, not only that, in other words, the Gan Eden, the reward, the godliness of tefillin is different than tzitzis, which is different than kashrus. Every one has its own need. Not only that, everybody puts on tefillin differently. I don't mean the action, but the kavanah, the excitement, the enthusiasm. So everybody gets all these mitzvahs, 310 mitzvahs, the olamis, and he says, ki yesh mispal, some people become affected this way, some people this way. Lochein, also the HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahan chol tzadik, the tzadik, Hashem is going to give every tzadik their own individual level, meaning, ki kol echod umodu b'fnei atzmi. Every tzaddik in Gan Eden has its own dwelling place. On his own personal level. And based on what Hashem Masig v'nenu m'sainig al Hashem. Tainig pratim miyuchad. The way his unique enjoyment of the mitzvah. Warmth in the mitzvah. Enthusiasm of the mitzvah. How they do the mitzvah. And that is miyuchad v'nivl mitaynik v'asogis chad tzadik chavedik. And that's different than the next tzadik. Because he does it his way. I do it my way, you do it your way. He does it his way. Ki yakol chad l'fum shuri dilei. Yisiv ha-shechina, and therefore the ray of the shechina, k'elo ribi revavis madregis. U'min e'taynug, therefore, if there's so many levels of tzadikim, that means the Ziv HaShechina got to be different to come into each level accordingly. She says like this: if the sun is infinite, then the ray of the sun is infinite. Now Ziv HaShechina, the ray of the Shechina, now Hashem is infinite. That means the ray is infinite. He says this differentiation of alokus in all the worlds, in the division of many properties, that's the level of alokim lashon rabim. Meaning like this: because every tzaddik has its own uniqueness, okay, his own connection to Hashem, so therefore the Ziv HaShechina comes into many different places, and therefore it's called Elohim plural, because this level of Elohim is the way Elokus comes into all these different levels accordingly. But in one level, the aspect is like we learned already, it's like the colorless water going into the different colored glasses. But the fact is, for all practical purposes, in the hashpa, in the effect of the water in the colored glasses, that the water is red, green, yellow, purple, whatever. For all practical purposes, the way it's perceived, when you perceive it, that's what it is.
From my angle.
Huh?
From my angle.
from our end of it, yeah, or from the tzaddik and Gan Eden's perspective.
They see it as
clear. Yeah, but again, in Kedusha, there's their level of tefillin and his level of tefillin, his level of tzitzis, their level of tzitzis. Everybody gets the enjoyment of Hashem based on the way they did the mitzvah. The reward of the mitzvah is the connection. But the way you do the mitzvah is the way you connect. So some people connect more. And by the way, each one of us, one day you can be more connected and less connected. The next day you can still put on tefillin. But it could be, you know, we all know, one day you're more connected, one day you're less connected. Correct, because he was lighting up so many different levels of Jews. No, because he says, the Elohim, he says, the way everything comes into each one accordingly, not the Shekhinah itself, the way the ray of the Shekhinah comes into all these different glasses, all these different neshamas, then it's called Elohim, because now their level of Elokus is split up to billions and infinite levels. Hashem ribi is chaukes v'ispashtes hachayim umayl v'ispashtes gedulosi yisbarech. This is the manifestation of God's greatness in a gilu. Shakidu v'yedu, that they should know and understand and feel. Godly v'tisparte shakoche misagnum lachzis b'neim Hashem. This is what they enjoy, this revelation of godliness. And that's what it says, a mosse god. When is Hashem great? She'll be ir elokeinu. When it comes into Elohim, when it comes into the level of the diversity. Ir nikam Hashem kovis mikam abot. And again, what is a city? A city, like you said, is composed of many houses. Botim, houses in tzruf asius. Again, like, you know, many stones make one house, many houses make a block make a neighbor makes a city, a state, a country, a universe, whatever. And he said, like it says in Sefer Yetzirah, Shtei Avonim Beinu Shtei Batim, two stones build two houses, meaning two letters, Aleph and Beis, can create two words, Aleph, Beis, Beis, Aleph. If you have three letters, you can create six words, and so on as it goes crazy. There was a guy, the famous story, he told, he once did a job for the king, or did something great for the king, and the king wanted to reward him. He was a brilliant scientist. He was going back, you know, in the, how many thousands, I don't know, whatever. So he said to the king said, how can I reward you? So he said, okay, I want you to take a chessboard and put a kernel of rice on the first one, and keep doubling it. So the king thought, Machaya, it was nothing. The king couldn't believe how much he ended up giving him. It's what, 61 to, what's it called, math? 1 to the 64th power, whatever. Huh?
2 to the 64th.
2 to whatever it is. It's a lot.
Yeah.
So you have 22 letters. With the other base, you can create who knows how many
combinations.
So he says, "Hainu b'chinas eis is amshochet is chalkas achayis." How the letters come into different bottom madreges in many different houses, meaning the ziv hashchina comes into all these different levels. K'mei aseichol shemis chalik beisis amachshava, like seichol that comes into letters of machshava, you can have who knows how many different combinations of letters. Same thing, the spreading out of Hashem. It keeps spreading out for all the worlds. Everybody on their level, then it's called Elokim Loshen Rabbim, meaning very simple. When Elokus, godliness, comes into many different levels in Kedusha, not in world. That's in world. But even in Ruchnius, like in Gan Eden, when Elokus comes into so many different levels, so many different spheres, or even take the spheres. You know, each world has 10 levels. Each one is composed of 10. Which is composed of 10? Which is composed of 10? Which is composed of 10? You have its infinite levels. That level in Kedusha is called Elokim. Because it comes out to many infinite different levels. Mitzad Havaya, all that doesn't exist. Havaya is only, that's it, one God. That's it, Yachid. Huh?
That's why the Rebbe started with every piece of grass, every blade of grass has the power of Hashem in it.
By the way, it means every blade of grass. It means every drop of water in the ocean.
Every
piece of sand. Right. And that's why, I mean, it's mind-boggling, yeah? Hashem created, everything Hashem created for a reason. The Gemara says, Le'baruch Baruch Hu Dovet Echad Be'elam Milavatala. Hashem did not create even one thing in the world in vain. Okay? Now, just make a cheshbon. The amount of water that there is in the ocean, Hashem didn't create one thing in vain. That means there's a purpose of every single drop of water that's in the ocean, and that's why there's exact amount of water, drops of water in the ocean. Every grass, every leaf, every bush, whatever, every kernel of sand has a unique purpose that no other kernel of sand has. Why do we know it? Because if not, it's waste. Why should Hashem didn't create Dover Echo, I mean, even one. Not, it's mind-boggling. If you start thinking about it, what?
The number of stars are much more than the kernels of sand on all the beaches in the world.
Yeah, but they're still finite.
We can argue that.
No, you can't, because it's a pasuk that you guys davened already. We didn't daven yet today. Meina mispa lakrichovim luchulam shemis yikra. Meina mispa lakrichovim, Hashem counts the amount of stars and gives each one a name. If he counts them, they are limited. The universe is limited. As vast as science keeps figuring out how bigger, or like they say in yeshiva, how more bigger it is, yeah? When you realize they keep coming, how bigger, it's still limited. Because if from here to the sun is 92 million miles away, take 1 mile away, it's shorter. That means it's not infinite.
You're catching up the Torah, I think. They just prove that the universe dies and comes to being every second.
Well, okay, the Baal Shem Tov said. What?
Where are we getting with this?
Oh, where are we getting with this? When you realize how great Hashem is.
Practical use.
Practical use is very simple. When you realize how great He is, and yet you do one, I don't want to use the word lousy mitzvah. You do one tiny mitzvah. You connect not to that level. That level is the limited level of Hashem. You connect to the infinite essence of Hashem. Now, if a person realizes that, not only he thinks that talk is cheap. That's what Chassidus is all about. You meditate. What? Bottom line, like you were saying, Eid Mulvade, that's the bottom line. Okay. Who cares? What does it have to do mean you? So he's okay. So he's Eid Mulvade. It's an old Mela. Because when you realize that you do one mitzvah, you connect to that Eid Mulvade, then a person would die to do mitzvahs. You're not supposed to live to do mitzvah. But a person would be excited to do a mitzvah. What is all this Chassidus teaching us? It's to connect the Jew to Hashem, that he should realize the only thing that exists is Hashem, and the Jew who does the mitzvah. And when they do one tiny mitzvah, they connect to the level of God, which is higher than Elohim. You connect to the level of Atta, the essence, which is even higher than Yud Kevavke. So of course it's important to know that. Because the more you realize the greatness of Hashem, not to think in and out, you walk out, it's goodbye, you know, but you actually meditate and feel it, so then it is impossible for a person not to do a mitzvah. It's impossible for a person not to do a mitzvah. That's what all this is relevant about. The vastness of Elohim, the vastness of even higher level Havaya, even the vastness of Atta. And that level, every little kid, a bar mitzvah kid at least, yeah, does a mitzvah. That's what they connect to. It's a big thing, man.
So, Rabbi, why does the tzaddik need 310 orbs?
He said these are 310 different hamshachas for every mitzvah that they did. Why 310? There's a cheshbon. Why 310? It says that.
And only a tzaddik draws out 310?
Amech kulam tzaddikim.
Every
Jew is a tzaddik. That's what it says in the book. V'amech kulam tzaddikim. Because it's like if a famous artist would throw paint on a painting and then sign his name at the bottom,
$100,000.
It would be worth a lot of money. Okay? Because there's the signature of the artist. Every person, Ma'aseh Yodel his part, every person is the signature of God, in the image of God. That means every one of us is signed by God. He made it. He drew us. Yeah? The nose, or even the nose. So every person is the image of God. So if every person is in the image of Hashem, so then of course they're tzaddik.
How did they teach
Chai mitzvah, mitzvah. The reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself, meaning the alukus that you connect to by doing the mitzvah. It's not Gan Eden. Gan Eden is a joke.
The connection is the reward.
Right.
The connection or the...
The mitzvah itself, the connection is the reward. Connecting to Hashem is the...
He didn't mention anything about tzavs of people.
Well, that's what he said. Well, he didn't use the word tzav sal chibur. That's what he's saying, though.
Didn't David said something about the stomach also? That my sin is in my stomach? Also?